from Washington, this is VOA News. Germans celebrate 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. Iran nuclear talks get one more day. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Thousands of illuminated white balloons were released into the night skies over Berlin as the German capital concluded Sunday's celebration of the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. The helium-filled balloons were released one by one to symbolize the disappearance of the wall. In a day marked by solemnity and joy, tens of thousands of people flocked to a citizens' party at the Brandenburg Gate, one of the country's best-known landmarks. German Chancellor Angela Merkel led the day of events, including the placing of a rose in one of the few remaining sections of the wall to commemorate those who died trying to escape to the west. In a speech at the main memorial site for the wall, Ms. Merkel said that the fall of the wall has shown us that dreams can come true. Two Americans freed by North Korea are back safely in the U.S. Kenneth Bay and Matthew Todd Miller arrived late Saturday night in the Pacific Coast state of Washington. They flew home with U.S. National Intelligence Director James Clapper, who worked to gain their freedom. Kenneth Bay expressed his gratitude.
I just want to say thank you all for supporting me and standing by me during this time. And it's been just amazing blessing to see so many people being involved.
Bay was jailed for anti-government activities in 2012. Miller had been in prison since April for tearing up his tourist visa in the Pyongyang airport and demanding asylum. The two are the last Americans held by North Korea, which is accused internationally of widespread human rights abuses. This is VOA News. The White House is voicing grave concern over reports of military reinforcements pouring into eastern Ukraine from neighboring Russia, including the cross-border transfer of heavy weapons and tanks. National Security Council spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan also warned that any move by pro-Russian rebels to seize more territory in Ukraine's embattled east would be seen as a blatant violation of a ceasefire deal with the Kiev government. Senior Iraqi officials report that the leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was wounded in an airstrike, but the Pentagon says it has no such information. Iraq's defense minister purportedly issued a message on his Facebook page confirming that Baghdadi was wounded in a U.S. airstrike last Friday in the northern city of Mosul. Various other reports claim the airstrike killed one of Baghdadi's close aides. Talks between Iran, the United States, and the European Union were extended for a second day as the deadline for a comprehensive nuclear agreement approaches. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held face-to-face talks in Oman Sunday, along with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. Foreign Minister Zarif says Western sanctions will not produce the desired results.
Sanctions are not a part of solution. Sanctions are the most important part of the problem. They're illegal in nature. They must be removed. They have not produced any positive result. The only thing that sanctions have produced for the West are about 19,000 centrifuges.
Mr. Zarif says the disagreements that remain are how much uranium Iran can enrich and how the sanctions should be lifted. China and Russia have signed energy cooperation agreements on the sidelines of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Beijing. The deals, which include a second major supply route, were signed Sunday by Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The route will supply Russian natural gas to China in the western area. China's President Xi Jinping says that while his country's economy faces challenges, they're not as scary as some may think. VOA's Bill Ide explains.
President Xi Jinping's remarks came at the opening ceremony of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation CEO Leaders Summit. He noted that as China works to promote an aggressive reform agenda domestically, it has already seen some improvement, such as stronger domestic consumption. He also says there is no turning back for Beijing on a massive reform agenda that was launched late last year. China's president says China is committed to deepening reforms and giving the market more influence in the economy. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.